This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Your host, Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World. What a treat, or what I like to say, a gift for all of you to join me here every week here on Auto World. Again, we encourage your calls, your emails here on Auto World. This is the world that you live every single day. An Auto World type of week, Auto World month, Auto World year. Have you purchased a new car, used car, new used car to you? Maybe you decided to drive that thing off the cliff. In the other county, of course. Absolutely. I am Mark Evans, a guy who's been around the automotive world all my life. It's been many, many years, like I believe now 45 years of touch and tasting and listening to you. That's right. Communication with the customer, the clientele. I've had my goods, my bads, my uglies, and all of the above. Absolutely. So, wait a minute. I forgot to turn the open sign around. Hang on a minute. There it is. Okay, we're open. One thing about Auto World, you're sitting in your favorite chair, sitting on your favorite couch, even maybe sitting and listening in your favorite jet boat. Thank you. No mask needed. That's what it's all about. Right here, right now, I know the pandemic has affected each and every one of us. I know that I have a mask in my pocket at all time because now here where I'm broadcasting from, of course, I'm sitting here live in the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio. Very greasy. Of course, I've got Loudmouth Jay, my janitor. He keeps the microphone clean. So anyway, I have a mask in my pocket at all times because now we cannot go around here in Boise, Idaho, where I'm located, to go in any stores. You're probably the same way out there. You can't go in without a mask, and the signs are big and bold at the front doors about the mask. And, you know, that's something that I've realized and decided that, in fact, talking with my clients, customers, friends, relatives, and everybody, you just don't bring up the mask word because it's almost like the new politic word. So we'll drop it right here, right now. Let's get on with our Auto World. What has been going on this last week in Auto World Mania? Oh, my. Have I got a lot to share with you for the next 3 hours here on Auto World? I've got a lot of plans, a lot of things lined up. The first hour, in fact, I appreciate each and every one of you taking the affiliates, of course, as our favorites, and you are part of our affiliates because you are tuning in and turning it up to tune in. So I do appreciate it, our affiliates. Thanks for taking Auto World and keeping us alive out there and making sure that I'm sounding good, of course, and making sure that I'm here every week to help you with your car. One question I'm going to ask each and every one of you right now, that call in at any time, of course. The number here at Auto World each and every week is 855-660-4261. Or you can reach me by email, of course. It's autoworldradio@yahoo.com. autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And in fact, with that said, I'm going to be, throughout the 3 hours, I'm going to be sharing you some emails that some folks have sent me over the last week from last week's show. These are all new, of course, that people sent me, and I'm going to see if I can't help them with their problems. And some of them are good, some of them are bad. I never will, of course, as I want to let you know live right here right now, that I will never share your last name, where you live, your addresses, and or the Visa number that you send me. Okay. I keep that to myself. Well, my banker keeps your Visa number to himself. Yes. Got to keep the Greasy Garage Studio going, you know. Anyway, hey, this first hour, now that the open sign's been turned around and we're ready to rock and roll. Oh, my. Yeah, that's right. You've heard about it. It's the new Ford Bronco. Well, I'm not going to wear you out on it this weekend here on Auto World, but we are going to talk a little bit about it, and we're going to compare. Oh, yeah. Let's do a little compare of a car segment here on Auto World, and it's going to be the Bronco this week. Yeah, the Ford Bronco. Oh, my goodness. And also, I'm going to share with you the segment I like to call Should I or Should I Not? I don't think you've ever been involved, have you, on that? Yeah, I'm asking all of you in the crowd there. The guy in the back row, he's not even here today for some reason. Oh, he just emailed me here. Says he's listening at home. Fantastic. Anyway, the people in the front yard of the row, they're raising their hand. They're saying, yeah, I've heard of that segment before. But we're going to do that this first hour. And, of course, I've got a little bit of Auto World news. This is amazing. This is something that involves each and every one of you, because I know you know the man. You've heard of his name. We're going to share that with you. Second hour, of course, we're going to the email bag. I've got another recall. A recall. In fact, I'm going to do a couple recalls, because these recalls are recalls that I know that each and every one of you probably own the brand. And with that said, because they have sold so many of these brand that probably one out of every third person owns the brand. So I want to make sure that we get, you know, recalls covered, get you fixed, keep you safe, okay? That's what it's all about. And boy, it's been a hot summer, hasn't it? Been a really hot summer here in the Idaho area. Kind of an odd summer with the weather. Of course, it stays cool all the way up until it doesn't, and of course it turns hot. And everybody in the greasy garage here complains about air conditioning. Well, I'm going to share with you, it's barbecue time, BBQ time, isn't it? Oh, yeah. Well, on this day in the automotive history segment, on this day, something to do with, yes, barbecue, BBQ. You're going to enjoy that segment. That's going to be fun to talk about, share that with you. It's something you might not have never known about, what happened this day back in the day, that year. What year was it? 1936. Of course, the third hour. Uh-oh. Third hour Auto World, we're going to have to say farewell. Yep, farewell to Auto. Might not be a brand, but it might be a model. We're going to have that with you. Of course, our Auto World weekly news on the third hour is going to come to you live news. Now, this is live. Auto World is live each and every third hour, first hour, second hour, and third hour. So we're going to keep it live from here on out. Also, I got another little recall, and I've got an Auto World tip on the third hour. Now, a lot of you have emailed me and says, can you do a tip like every hour? Literally, I had a gentleman that emailed me and says, can you do a tip? You did a tip 1 week, Mark, about the camera. So he wanted me to share it again, and I will. The camera. You got a camera on your cell phone, each and every one of you. And if you don't have a cell phone, I'm sorry. Get one. Even if it's a flip phone, get that thing. It's got a camera on it. And these cameras on these cell phones are awesome today. That means when you're actually, if you don't and do not want to ever work on your automobile or have a question about your paint even, it has nothing to do with the auto repair. How about I get calls all the time on damage to my automobile? Mark, I know you repair cars. Do you do auto body? Well, there's a lot. We could talk a full hour about that. The ins, the outs, the legal, all that. If you're not a certified body shop that the accident is getting covered on an insurance program, folks, the claimant and or insured, you can't have an independent repair shop that's not a body shop do the work. I'll stop there and let you know that that's not what you want to do. But anyway, you take photos, and you can send those photos over at any one point in time to your favorite technician, your shop, your body shop, even your detailer. Like, let's say you went over to the, drove over here before the show, picked up a nice, cool six-pack of Pepsi, and you're sitting there having one right here, right now, because it's warm out there, and the fan's going, the air conditioner's not working, but you got a fan on you. But for some reason, the Yahoo next to you, you know, you got that brand new car, it's 2 years old, you know, you purchased, and you got those payments going, and the Yahoo next to you comes out, and what's he do? It could be a she, too. They open the door, and bam, you got yourself a scratch or a door ding. Your question is for everybody in the auto body industry, can it be fixed, and how much? Take a picture, email it, text it over to the body shop. They can look at that through that phone, that picture, and tell you yes or no, and kind of give you a rough estimate. And that's the way it is, and where it is. And do estimates cost any money? Well, out here in Boise, they do not charge for estimates anymore, unless it's it's pretty massive. It takes time to look all that up. We're going to take a short break. When we come back here on Auto World, that Did You Know segment. You're listening to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans.
listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Put it high in it.
Oh, I remember the days of the Mercury. The Mercury Montego. I worked on quite a few of those. Those are worth a couple pennies today. The Mercury Montego was a lot of fun. Hey, welcome back to Auto World, folks. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Thank you for being here. I appreciate it. Thanks for taking your time out each and every Sunday to slip in your slippers in the wintertime. Maybe right now you have your sandals on because it's summertime. It's hot. Anyway, I'm sitting here broadcasting from the Auto World Plaza, of course, in the Greasy Garage Studio. It's fun. A little slimy and greasy, but I like it. Smells good. Hey, let's do that segment. Did you know? Well, let me ask you. Did you know that Elon Musk is wealthier, folks, than Warren Buffett? Yeah, you've heard the name Warren Buffett. Yeah, he's been around forever, you know, doing those stocks, buying and selling and holding and buying companies up. Literally buying the shares up right out from underneath the table of Bank of America and a whole bunch more. Southern, Kansas City, Southern, et cetera, et cetera. But Elon Musk, yeah, Elon Musk of Tesla and, of course, SpaceX. According to the news, he's wealthier now because of what's happened with the Tesla stock. Gone to the moon and back. Well, it's not back. It's still up there because he sent SpaceX up to the space station there. Anyway, that's a little bit of did you know. I like to do that segment every once in a while here on Auto World. And I welcome your calls again. I want you to please interrupt me at any time. I'm here for you. You are the star of the show, the listeners. So how to do that here on Auto World, the phone number, 855-660-4261. And Axelrod Alex will be taking your call. Yeah, that's right. Axelrod Alex is behind the board. He's helping me make this thing happen, make you sound good. Don't forget now, I have right for me right here right now that email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And we're going to share some emails with you. I got one here in the first hour I'm going to get to before the hour's over with, in the second hour also, third hour also. But let's just do this. This is live right now that just happened in front of the studio, the Greasy Garage Studio, folks. FedEx truck. You heard of the FedEx company? They broke down in front of a mechanic's place. On a Sunday. What? Yeah. So I bring this up because I talk and live in real life with you every week behind the microphone. And FedEx, well, they deliver you and me and everyone else packages along with their competitors, UPS, the Brown company. And then you got a whole bunch of other ones, DHL, Traxon, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, when they break down, what happens? Well, they're in the same position you're in. Yeah. You're dead. You've got a rock. He's got a rock right now. Big rock. I call it a box man. Now in front of somebody's place, and you've got to get it moved. So it causes havoc on your life. You might have kids. The air conditioner's not running now. It's getting hotter and hotter by the second. Not only is the air in the car or the truck you're talking about is getting hotter and hotter, but the tempers are getting hotter and hotter, and the screaming is getting louder and louder and louder. Do you really want to get broke down? So what my point here with the FedEx thing that just happened was, basically I just want to talk out loud about your car, your vehicle, no matter if you're single, married, dating, whatever, your vehicle is just like an ambulance or even the FedEx truck, period. It really is. You're heading your way, going out to get to work or going to wherever you might want to go to get an enemy mask or whatever it might be. You've got to get there. And if you don't get there, your life changes. So preventive maintenance is a key to any automobile, car, truck, whatever it might be, even a lawnmower, okay? Your Wave Runner that you might be on right here, right now, listening to us on Auto World Podcast. You can listen at any time, of course. Got to put a little cheap plug in there, Auto World Podcast. You can go on the internet and click those letters in, Auto World Podcast, and listen to Auto World anytime, wherever you're at. And you might want to turn it on right here, right now, if your car's broke down. And or call me on your cell phone. What's the first place that you call on your cell phone when you break down? Probably 911, try to find a tow truck, huh? Or you Google on your cell phone a tow company. But how much is that bill? It just keeps going up because it depends on the city that you're in. Now, out here west, yes, we've got some people and some cars on the freeway, but we're not as busy as, let's say, Los Angeles, Chicago, with those cars. And that, you know, with that said, you just, come on, the tow bill here is going to be cheaper in Boise, Idaho, than it's going to be for the folks listening to us in L.A. right now. So let's not get a tow bill. Let's keep it rocking and rolling. And what's some of the preventive maintenance we should be doing? Cooling, making sure the temperature gauge is reading correctly at all times. Make sure it's in the normal area. If it's not, then there's a problem. Get it in, get it looked at. It's cheaper. It really, really is to get the diagnostic done before it blows. Now, with that too, we're going to do an email later about something that talks about the heat and all. But with that, I just want to keep you cool, keep your car cool. Let's do it. All right. Well, folks, let's do the thing I've been waiting for about 5 years now, the new Ford Bronco. Have you been involved? Have you seen it on the news? It's very exciting that Ford's bringing back the Bronco. And, in fact, the Ford Bronco 2021 prices, I got a lot of information about it. I'm going to highlight a lot of goodies here, and then we're going to compare a little bit about it. But one thing about it, they're bringing it back. It will be back. And one thing, first off, I do know that you can reserve one for $100. $100. Well, with that said, I understand that the site crashed. They had so many people trying to get reservations in on this brand new Ford Bronco, the 2021 Ford Bronco, that the site blew up, crashed, and you couldn't get in it anymore. You have all those $100 bills to give to Ford, but you couldn't give them one because you couldn't get in. So that's kind of a good news for a brand new vehicle. I understand they started at 2021, they're going to start about $30,000 and go on up. Depends on the trim level that you get. They actually have 7 trim levels. And here they are. And I think these, I want to highlight them because I think the name of them are really pretty awesome. So you got the base model. You got the Big Bend model, trim level. Got the Black Diamond. How about the Outer Banks trim level? Oh, here's one. Wild Track trim level. And, of course, the Badlands trim level. And I think the one that I am basically warming up to the most, because I love collecting, I love holding cars for the future, because I call it history, and I have a few myself, the old ones. The first edition Ford Bronco, yes, that's a trim level. Now, the first edition model and trim level is going to be starting at like $60,800. That's the first edition, and it's going to have, you can get them two-door or four-door, and that's kind of neat, because back in the day, the Ford Bronco started with two-door. And they had the removable top, of course, the hard top. But now you can get the two-door or the four-door. They're going to have a 2.3-liter turbocharged four-cylinder, the EcoBoost. A lot of your Ford folks out there know all about that EcoBoost word. 10-speed automatic. Wowza! That's crazy. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the Badlands model and a lot more here on Auto World. Remember, call me, 855-660-4261. I welcome your calls. This is Auto World. You're listening to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans.
Who's going to tell you when?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
57 days to Election Day, President Trump slamming a reporter from the left-leaning Atlantic magazine, calling him a slime ball after he puts out a story citing anonymous sources, claiming the president called deceased or injured members of the military injured losers and suckers. The president telling reporters,
"But I think it's a shame when a second-rate magazine, I don't read it, I know very little about this magazine, but when a second-rate magazine can write things like that about somebody that's done much, so much for the military."
And President Trump tweeting, "This reminds me of the dirty dossier, which was pushed hard by John McCain, and then with a thud, turned out to be a total fraud." Meanwhile, Joe Biden saying,
"If these statements are true, the president should humbly apologize to every Gold Star mother and father."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The sound of the burning rubber, or the sliding rubber. Oh, yeah. Never want to slide them unless you got some drift tires on or, you know, well, I guess it is kind of fun to drift your car every once in a while with that emergency brake, huh? That lever in the center. Pull it. Let's see what happens. Anyway, welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. I want you to join me. Call me. Email me. Let's figure it out together, that problem you have. The phone number, 855-660-4261 here at Auto World. And or my email's on 24 hours. Love to help you off hours, off-air hours, on-air hours, and in between-air hours. Email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Always checking that, of course, making sure that I'm going to be fixing your car, making it right to you. That's what it's all about. Well, before the break, we were talking about, well, I'm comparing a car, and we're talking about that brand-new Ford Bronco. Again, the seven trim levels, base, the Big Ben, the Black Diamond, et cetera, et cetera. But let's get right to it. Let's get to the Big Ben. Well, that model, that trim level, they have seven total, and that the Big Ben's one of them. It was named after the park in Texas. Yes, and the thing that it has, that Big Ben model's got the GOAT mode switch. GOAT, G-O-A-T, yeah. So that kind of gives me a little idea that this little Ford Bronco, that model, might just climb up a tree. Yeah, might be able to go up that rock cliff. How about the Black Diamond level? It's not only got the GOAT switch on it, the coat mode switch, but it's got a 2.7. Get ready. You sitting down? Okay, everybody's sitting down. Looks like the guy in the back row is sitting down too. Good. 2.7 V6 twin turbocharged, folks. Twin turbocharged V6 in this bad boy. And it's got a 10-speed automatic also. 10-speed automatic transmission. Now, back in the day, when they didn't have these automatics in these vehicles, they had, you know, the manual shifter that comes up through the floor with the little bitty four-wheel drive shifter, short stubby thing you had to put in two or four-wheel drive, four low, etc. Then you had to run out, get out, turn the hubs in, all that. Not anymore. It's basically, I think it's almost voice activated. Anyway, no more button, no more levers to push and beat with your feet like I used to. Grew up with a gentleman that had a Scout back in the day. Back in high school, we buried that thing up to its axles plus in the mud and the snow. And, of course, he had a winch on it. It was a great, great, great fun. A lot of fun. But, yeah, the Ford Bronco, I almost think that's in my opinion. I don't know about your opinion, but does it kind of look like the Toyota? Ah, yeah, the FJ Cruiser. A little bit of the Land Rover in there, too. Yeah, I think so. Might be. Two-door or four-door, of course. You got the V6. Twin turbocharged. Can you imagine going up through the rock climbing with the goat switch on, with the twin turbos talking to you? Well, I can't really wait to see the show, the TV show on it, watching these boys do the wheelies like a dirt bike going up these rock cliffs. That'll be a lot of fun. A lot of fun, a lot of fun. That's Badlands, of course, is basically that model, that trim level model, is kind of like the Rubicon equivalent that the Jeep has. Talking about that, let's compare them. Yeah, I know you got some, but we got some folks out there listening that's got the Jeep Wrangler, the four-door, the two-door, even the older one. Well, you know, here's some news on that front. Jeep Wrangler's finally going to put a V8 in that bad boy. We talked a couple weeks ago about the diesel they're putting in it. Well, now they're going to drop a V8 in the Jeep Wrangler. Yeah, oh yeah. Well, 40 years ago they did that, folks. And that, it was a 1981 Jeep CJ 5.0. V8 had 125 horsepower. Oh boy, that seemed like a lot back in that day. Well, the new one, the 6.4, the Rubicon concept is what they're going to drop it into in the Jeep Wrangler side. 6.4 liter V8, 450 horsepower, 610 foot-pounds of torque. Whew, that'll climb that cliff for you with an 8-speed. So I think that's kind of interesting. The Ford Bronco, the Ford folks are doing a 10-speed automatic where the Jeep boys are doing the 8-speed. Kind of interesting. The Jeep's going to have the Fox shocks. It's going to be called the Rubicon 392 concept. Ah, it just sounds good. Of course, then coming also is the Jeep Gladiator is already out. It's the four-door pickup truck style under the Jeep's, you know, name. Looks like the Wrangler, but it's got the pickup box. And they're going to, yeah, that's right. It's going to be called the 4XE Jeep Gladiator, up and coming. And it's going to be a plug-in hybrid. Yeah, electric. Electric. So that's kind of interesting. I think no matter if you're in Boise, Idaho, where I'm at, broadcasting from the Greasy Garage Studio, where the mountains are only, I'm talking 10 minutes away. We're at the foot of them, at the base of them. I can get in my Jeep, get in my Toyota, get in my, did I say something about a Ford Bronco? I'm wondering how fast the price is going to go up on these Ford Broncos is what I'm wondering, because if you crash the site to drop a $100 bill to reserve yourself one, and you can't even give them $100 to get one reserved, I think we got us some demand, big time. That means that Vera Jackson, the classic car auction, of course, and Meekum, and Russell and Steele, all the auction houses are probably just going to, you know, whew, in 1 year. Maybe 2 years. That's maybe what I'm saying is an Auto World tip. Maybe wait. Don't buy one right now. I really do believe the Ford Bronco is going to hit a home run. It's going to be out of the park. It's going to be a great vehicle because they're using the components on that vehicle that's already been proven in other models that you and I own. So they said, we're coming back with vengeance and we're going to make this thing happen. Well, a little bit of history back in the day. We were just talking about the International Scout, the Jeep Wranglers, Ford Broncos. Oh, yeah. What about the K5 Blazer? Well, that International Harvester Scout, remember that thing? Boy, those are valuable today. I've got a friend and customer here that's got one that he's talking to me about putting a floorboard in the back because it's completely all rusted out now. But they've lasted a long, long time. The International Scout off-road vehicle was produced by International Harvester back in 1961. And they did it. Why? It was an SUV back then, and it was created to be a competitor to the Jeep. Yeah, had a fold-down windshield. The Scout, second-generation Scout 2, were produced in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Back in the day, with two-door trucks with a removable hardtop with options of a full-length roof, half-cab pickup, and also a soft top. That was back in 1961. Things have changed. Of course, that, the old 345 that was in there, worked on them. The Harvester, basically a farm-type vehicle, changed a lot over the years, and they had that pickup cab. So it was the top was a half top, I'm going to call it. Made it so you could dump, and that's probably why my friend's International Scout has got a rusted floorboard, because you could dump dirt in the back of it. So they thought of everything. And, you know, I also had another friend in high school that he grew up, not the Chevy Suburban. His parents bought that International Travel All. Yeah, big old four-door box, four-door. Looked like a Suburban back in that day, but it wasn't. It was an International Scout. And they're still out there, and the price just keeps going up and up and up, big time. If you see one, grab it. Grab it. In fact, back in the day, the carpet was an option. You know, you didn't want carpet in a four-wheel drive. You're getting in and out of there with your muddy boots. But things have changed, and are you going to get a Ford Bronco? I'd like to know. Call me, 855-660-4261 here at Auto World, or you can email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Welcome your calls. Welcome your emails. In fact, I'm checking right now. We do have an email, a couple of emails that just came in. So why don't we do this? We've got a couple minutes. Let's do a short email here out of Corpus Christi, Texas. Yeah. Well, in fact, the keys, KEYS, AM 1440. Good shout out there. Carly, she's listening to us here on that station, AM 1440, in Rockport, Texas. Carly says, sends the email from that area, of course. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to find out what Carly's wanting to give us. Maybe her Visa number. You're listening to Auto World. The number again, 855-660-4261. I'm Mark Evans.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112.
That's 800-486-8112.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm a highway patrol. I'm a highway patrol, a highway patrol. My hours are long, my pay is low. But I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job, I'm the highway patrol.
Pull over, I got a ticket to give you. Oh, yeah, the smell of the fumes of the highway patrol. Hey, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. It's always a treat to have you along with us every weekend and taking the time. Literally, I do appreciate you taking a little bit of time out of your life to sit down and stand up, and or even if you're on one leg with one leg up just for exercising. I appreciate that. Like always, would love to have you interrupt me and then, of course, join me at 855-660-4261 and or our email here at Auto World is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And before the break, I got some emails coming in. I wanted to share one with you. Carly, she's listening to us here on KEYS AM 1440 in Rockport, Texas. And I believe our signal also goes to Corpus Christi and Kingsville, because I've had some callers from Corpus Christi say it right here. Carly writes in and says, quick question, Mark. How often should I replace my fuel filter? My 2007 Chevy Trailblazer seems to be acting as if it is not getting enough gas. Thank you, Carly. Well, Carly, I appreciate you emailing and asking. That's a great question. And that's a question that comes up a lot, meaning that you know your own vehicle better than anybody, folks, meaning that, like Carly, it doesn't feel like it's got enough power or it's running out of gas. And, well, she thinks it needs a fuel filter. With that said, how often should a fuel filter be replaced? I believe that 2007 Chevy Trailblazer, Carly, now that one, I believe, is inside the fuel pump module. That's inside the fuel tank. Now, the best way to find out, and I'm going to be honest, I don't have each and every one of them memorized fuel filter-wise in each model, make, and et cetera, but if you Chevrolet Trailblazer, if you go to the driver's door, throw a blanket down or something so you can got to get underneath the vehicle, lay down there, and or if you go to the quick lube, maybe the quick lube attendant can look up, but it's on the fuel filter. If it's not inside the fuel tank and part of the fuel electric fuel pump module, that fuel filter will be on the frame rail underneath the driver's door area. So, again, the quick lube guys can look, and all you're looking for is a nice, shiny silver can. There's steel on the Chevrolet General Motors product. They screw in rigid steel lines that, now it's probably only roughly 4 to 5 inches long. And that canister, how often should you do it? Well, many gallons of gas is liters. That means how many tanks of gas do you burn a week, a month? That's what it's all about. Stop, go driving, freeway driving. Kind of look at it all. But over general, if you have a Chevy, Ford, Dodge, Audi, Volkswagen, BMW, whatever brand you might be burning fuel in, they recommend, it's not me, but this is what I've been taught, they recommend about every 30, 35,000 miles you should replace the fuel filter. Now, do we really, I mean, honestly, do you take the gas snout and you put it in the, you know, where the gas goes into your car? You're not really looking at what you're putting in your gas tank, are you? No. I have said years ago, I said, I sure wish that they would have a, right there at the end of the gas valve, they should have a long snout that's clear. So you can actually sit there and see the gas going through that clear snout. Because, truthfully, if the gas tanker, like they've always said, we've lived with this rule forever, do not get gas at the gas station when the tanker's backed up, filling the tanks in the ground. Because it's just, he or she, whoever's driving the gas filler up or trucker, is basically shooting 5,000 gallons of liquid called gasoline in that tank. And what are you doing? He's dishwashing. She's dishwashing. She's moving. He is moving all that fluid around and the settlement, all that stuff. And then if you're getting the gas at that time, you're picking up whatever little bit of settlement that's in that tank into your tank. And so, with that, you've got to get your fuel filter replaced. Now, some models don't have it. I ran into one the other day that did not have a fuel filter. And I looked all over, literally followed the fuel. This is the way all of you can do it. If you open your hood, you can see that you have the fuel-injected vehicles, which most vehicles are today. But that shiny little silver line, that's a fuel rail line that's on top of your engine. And that goes basically and feeds the fuel injectors. And that rail then goes back, comes the gas tank feeds the fuel rail from the tank, and also returns what it doesn't burn in another steel line back to the fuel tank. So if you don't see that those lines are direct, right off the firewall there, coming into the engine and going right back through to the injectors and back down, and you don't see your fuel filter under the hood, then you got to get underneath there like Carly and see if you've got a fuel filter underneath. And again, hey, that's well worth the lube oil filter price when you go get your oil changed, huh? For those guys to look for that for you? Absolutely. And here's another key word on that, too, that Carly brought up, is the fuel tank and metal or plastic, and why? Hers is plastic. Yeah, plastic fuel tank. And a lot of us might think, well, they used to be all metal. They did, but now they're all plastic. Explosion. That's what that's all about. Explosion. You don't want a metal tank in there. See, gasoline in the fumes is pressure. Liquid versus vapor. That tank's got a give and take at all times, and metal really doesn't want to do that as easy as plastic. That's the reason, Carly, you got a plastic fuel tank. Don't be afraid of it. It's just part of the giddy-up when it comes to the fuel word. Well, that's how you do it, folks. Now, Carly's a member of Auto World. Didn't cost her a thing. Auto World's phone number, again, is 855-660-4261 and or, like Carly did, the email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I think I've got enough time now to do Auto World Little Car Fact. Yes, this had something to do with the merge. They merged. Who merged? Well, in 1937, yes, Mercedes-Benz. We're talking about the Mercedes-Benz Model 230. It was from Germany, of course, a luxury car back in that day. Mercedes had always been a manufacturer of exclusive sports, racing, and luxury cars. But yes, in 1929, the year that it merged with the word Benz. I'm going to add this to it. Did you know Mercedes? That name Mercedes was the daughter's name? Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go on. Yeah, by building cars intended for more popular markets, designed by the already famous Dr. Porsche, the strongly built Mercedes-Benz autos found ready buyers basically everywhere, folks. Yes, those early models were succeeded by the 170, first shown at the 1931 Paris show. Then the 170 was the inaugural car for the long distance of the dynasty of the Mercedes-Benz back in 1937. Wow, 1.7-liter unit, that engine, of course, is a flathead. That means that the head on that thing was flat as a pancake. We all know the flathead from the Chryslers. Enlarging the lineup back then in 1933, the 170 was joined by the more powerful 200 series, available with normal or long chassis after 1936, when the 170 was overshadowed by the new 170V with its, oh yeah, tubular chassis. The 200 became the 230 with the car sweep. Oh my God, the sweeping of the car, the fenders, the way they rounded. The volume increased into the 2,229 cc's. The 230 was offered with a variety of factory-built coachwork from the Mercedes Coachworks shops out of Germany. Well, it had a shorter chassis version, was made available only in 1937, the 230 model, that is, with a choice of two cabriolet styles, a roadster, a coupe, and a sedan. The top speed of this bad boy, 1937 Mercedes-Benz 230, make a guess. Top speed was 72 miles an hour. Water-cooled side valve, six-cylinder, 55 is the magic number for horsepower. Wowza. Four-speed automatic, and four-speed manual. Oh, yeah. That is your Auto World little car fact, folks. Absolutely. That is something I like to share with you and go back in time and history. And that's what it's all about, is history and what makes our cars run better than they did back in the yesteryears. Kind of like the word seatbelts that's coming up next hour, that little recall. And I've got a new red for you. Oh, yeah, that's next hour. Third hour, we're going to talk a little bit about another Auto World tip and farewell. But from here, I want to say thanks to everybody that makes this show. Of course, Axelrod Alex, my engineer. Of course, General Motor George, my chief engineer, who keeps me wired. Audi Adam, always out taking care of my affiliates. Lugnut Lee, my program director and marketing manager. T-Bird Ted, the founder and CEO of Genesis Communications Network. My makeup artist, Lang Lucy, always looking good, Mark. Anyway, folks, thanks again. Drive safe. Be careful. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Oh, I'm bad. I'm nationwide. Yes, I'm bad.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
EDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.